Pebble and the state of Alaska filed separate lawsuits even before the contentious ballot measure went to the polls in 2011, but Judge John Suttuck deferred judgment until after the election. You may recall that when it went to the polls that year, it passed by just 37 votes. Who voted in that election was itself the subject of a lawsuit, but putting that aside, when the initiative passed, it became law in Lake and Penn until Judge Suttuck's ruling Wednesday. Here's attorney Matt Singer from the law firm Germain, Dunnigan & Owens, which represents Pebble.
In the conclusion of his decision, he wrote that he was enjoining the enforcement of the SOS initiative. In plain language, that means the initiative is void. It was never passed.
Judge Suttuck's 29-page ruling takes a few steps backwards at first, examining Pebble's expected size and potential impacts, the details of which prompted opponents to try and stop its development. In 2008, a statewide effort to do so, known as the Alaska Clean Water Act, was soundly defeated at the polls, so the 2011 SOS initiative focused on the borough only. It added a separate borough-specific permitting requirement that both the plaintiffs and the defendants agreed would be co-equal with the state's permits for the mine. You may recall that the ballot sponsors early on said this was a prudent way of avoiding the lengthy, costly state and federal permitting altogether, since the mine developers could count on never getting the necessary borough permit. Their lawsuits now merged as one. What Pebble and the state of Alaska argued was that the SOS-required permitting superseded the legislature's constitutional authority.
And we have a constitutional mandate to responsibly manage our natural resources. And under the Constitution, the legislature has adopted a robust permitting process through the Department of Natural Resources. And what the judge held is that is the process for determining whether or not a mine should be developed.
Judge Suttuck wrote that the SOS initiative goes beyond, quote, simply tailoring mining processes under the borough's land use authority. It instead forecloses the state's due exercise of its natural resources, end quote. He went on to say that granting the kind of power implied under SOS to local governments would balkanize the state's natural resources policy. As an anecdote, Singer says, imagine if any one community along the pipeline passed an ordinance outlawing the pipeline in town.
That would, could potentially cut off the funding that runs our entire state. Again, we all, as Alaskans, we all have an interest in the responsible management of natural resources, not just mining, but of oil and gas and fish and all the rest. And so I think what the judge recognized here is we don't want statewide resources to be regulated and dictated by one special interest group in one part of the state.
The Bob Gillum-backed sponsors of the SOS initiative were predictably disappointed with the ruling. In a written statement, attorney Scott Kendall said the purpose of the initiative was to provide local voices a seat at the table discussing permitting for mines like Pebble and Bristol Bay. That's a role, they argue, they don't otherwise have. Kendall says the sponsors strongly disagree with Judge Suttuck's ruling and may appeal to the Alaska Supreme Court. Judge Suttuck's striking down of the Save Our Salmon initiative is final, but the lawsuit isn't entirely closed. Having won the case, the plaintiffs, they being Pebble and the state of Alaska, can now ask the judge to have the defendants, they being the Lake and Penn Borough and several initiative sponsors, pay up to 20% of the legal fees from the three-year-long court battle. The plaintiffs haven't said yet whether they will seek that compensation or not. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.